Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 6th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, only those who do good service according to Srimat will receive the prize of the kingdom. You children have now become the Father's helpers, and you therefore receive a very big prize. Question. In front of which children is the Father's dance of knowledge performed very well? Answer. The Father's dance of knowledge is performed very well in front of those who are keen on knowledge and who have the intoxication of yoga. Students are number-wise, but this is a wonderful school. Some don't have any knowledge at all. They just have loving devotion, and they claim a right to an inheritance on the basis of that loving devotion. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to the spiritual children. This is called spiritual knowledge. Only the one Father has this spiritual knowledge. No human being has this spiritual knowledge. It is only the one who gives you this spiritual knowledge, and he is called the ocean of knowledge. Every human being has his own individual speciality. A barrister is a barrister, and a doctor is a doctor. Each one's duty and part is separate. Every soul has received his own individual part, which is imperishable. A soul is so tiny, it is a wonder. They sing, "A wonderful star shines in the center of the forehead." It is remembered that a body is the throne of an incorporeal soul. It is a very tiny point and is an actor with all other souls. The features of one birth cannot be the same as those of another. The part of one birth cannot be the same as that of another. No one knows what he was in the past or what he will become in the future. Only the Father sits here at the confluence age and explains this to you. In the morning, when you children sit and go on a pilgrimage of remembrance, the lights of souls that were extinguished become ignited. Because souls are covered with a lot of rust, the Father also does the work of the goldsmith. He purifies impure souls who have alloy mixed in them. Alloy does become mixed in, does it not? Silver, copper, iron, etc. are the names given to the ages. Golden Age and Silver Age. You are Sato Pradhan. And then you go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. No human being or guru would explain these things. Only the one Satguru explains these things. They speak of the immortal throne of the Satguru. That Satguru needs a throne. Just as you souls have your own thrones, in the same way, he also has to take a throne. He says, "No one in the world knows which throne I take." Those people have been saying, "Neti, neti, neither this nor that." We don't know. You children also understand that you didn't know anything previously. Those who don't understand anything are called senseless. The people of Bharat believe that they were very sensible. The fortune of the kingdom used to be theirs. They have now become senseless. The Father says, although you have studied the scriptures, etc., and everything, you now have to forget everything. Simply remember the one Father. You may live at home with your families. Followers of the sannyasis also live at home. Those who are true followers live with them. Some live somewhere and others live somewhere else. The Father sits here and explains all of these things. This is called the dance of knowledge. Yoga is silence, but there is the dance of knowledge. You have to remain in complete silence in yoga. They speak of dead silence. 3 minutes dead silence. However, no one understands the meaning of that. Sannyasis go to the forests for peace, but they cannot receive peace there. There is the story of a queen who is looking for her necklace, which was around her neck. That refers to peace. The examples that the Father gives at this time then continue on the path of devotion. The Father is changing the old world at this time and making it new. He is making it Sattopradhan from Tamopradhan. You can understand that this world is Tamopradhan and impure because all are born through vice. Deities are not born through vice. That is called the completely viceless world. They speak of a viceless world, but they don't understand the meaning of that. You become worthy of worship and then worshippers. You would never say this of Baba. The Father never becomes a worshipper. People say that God is in every particle. This is why the Father says, whenever there is such defamation of religion, ... Those people simply read the verses like that, without understanding the meaning of them. They think that it is bodies that become pure and that souls don't. The Father says, it was souls that became impure first. This is why bodies have become impure. Alloy is mixed into gold. Then the jewelry made out of it is like that. However, all of that belongs to the path of devotion. The Father explains, there is a soul present in every body. The expression is living being. It is not living supreme being and great soul, not great supreme soul. It is each soul that adopts a different body to play his part. So yoga is complete silence, whereas this is the dance of knowledge. The dance of knowledge of the Father takes place in front of those who are keen. The Father knows how much of this knowledge each one has, and how much intoxication of yoga each one has. A teacher would know this. The Father also knows who the very good, virtuous children are. It is the good children who are invited everywhere. Children are number-wise. Subjects too are created number-wise according to their efforts. This is a school or a pashala, place of study. All are always seated number-wise in a pashala. You can understand that so-and-so is clever and that so-and-so is of a medium standard. This is an unlimited class. You cannot seat anyone number-wise here. Baba knows when someone who is sitting in front of him doesn't have any knowledge in him, but that he just has that loving devotion. He neither has this knowledge nor remembrance. He just has the faith that this is Baba and that he has to claim his inheritance from him. Everyone is to receive the inheritance, but the status in the kingdom is number-wise. Those who do service very well receive a very good prize. Here they continue to give prizes to everyone. Those who give advice and beat their heads receive a prize. You now know how there can be true peace in the world. The Father has told you. Ask those people when there was peace in the world. Have you ever heard of it or seen it? What type of peace are you asking for? When did it exist? You can ask these questions because you know the answers. What would you call those who ask questions but do not know the answers themselves? You can ask them in the newspapers. What type of peace are you looking for? Peace exists where all of our souls reside. The Father says, first remember the land of peace, and second remember the land of happiness. Because of not having the full knowledge of the world cycle, they have told so many lies, etc. You children know that we are becoming double-crowned. We were deities and have now become human beings. Deities are called deities. Because they have divine virtues, they are not called human beings. Those who have defects say, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. They simply continue to sing about the things they have heard in the scriptures. They sing praise just like parrots are taught to speak. They say, Baba, come and make all of us pure. In fact, Brahm Lok cannot be called a world. You souls reside there. In fact, this is the only world where you play your parts. That is the land of silence. The Father explains, I sit here and give you children my introduction. I enter this one who doesn't know his own births. You hear this now. I enter this one. This is an old, impure world. A world of Ravan. The one who was the first number pure one has become the last number impure one. I make him my chariot. The first one has now come here at the last end. He has to become the first once again. It is also explained in the pictures that I carry out establishment of the original eternal deity religion through Brahma. It is not said that I enter in the deity religion. The soul of the body that I enter and sit in then becomes Narayan. There is no other Vishnu. It is the pair of Lakshmi and Narayan or Radhe and Krishna. No one knows who Vishnu is. The Father says, I tell you the secrets of the Vedas, the scriptures, and all the pictures, etc. The one I enter then becomes this. This is the family path. This Brahma and Saraswati then become Lakshmi and Narayan. I enter this one, Brahma, and give this knowledge to Brahmins, and this Brahma also hears it. He hears it first. This is the big river, Brahmaputra. A mela of the ocean and the Brahmaputra river takes place. A big mela takes place where there is the meeting of the ocean and the river. I enter this one. This one then becomes that. It takes 1 second to become that, Brahma to Vishnu. He had a vision and immediately had the faith that he was to become that. I am going to become a master of the world. So, why should I carry on with this donkeyship? He let go of everything. When you first came to know that Baba had come and that this world was going to end, you quickly came running. Baba did not abduct you. Yes, a Bati had to be created. They say that Krishna abducted them. Oh, if Krishna abducted them, he made them into queens. So you become the emperors and empresses of the world through this knowledge. This is good. There is no need to be insulted. You then say, only when you are defamed do you become Kalangidar, one with a peacock-feathered crown. It is Shiv Baba who is insulted. They defame him so much. They say, I, the soul, am the supreme soul, and the supreme soul is the soul. The father now explains, it is not like that. I, a soul, am a Brahmin at this time. The Brahmin clan is the most elevated clan. It cannot be called a dynasty. A dynasty is where there is a kingdom. This is your clan. It is very easy. We Brahmins are going to become deities. And this is why we definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. Bhog of cigarettes, tobacco, etc. is never offered to deities. At Srinath Dwar, they offer very rich and nourishing bhog. They make so much bhog that they can then sell it at a shop where pilgrims buy it. People have a lot of love and devotion for that. Such things do not happen in the Golden Age. There will not be any flies, etc. there that would spoil anything. There will not be any such illnesses, etc. there. Important people have a lot of cleanliness. Such things do not exist there. There are no diseases, etc. there. All of these illnesses emerge in the Copper Age onwards. The Father comes and makes you ever healthy. You make effort to remember the Father, through which you become ever healthy. You also have long lifespans. It is only a matter of yesterday when you had lifespans of 150 years. Now there are lifespans of 40 to 45 years on average, because those people were yogis, whereas these people are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. You are Raja yogis and Raja rishis. And this is why you are pure. However, this is the most auspicious confluence age. It is not a confluence month or year. The father says, I come every cycle at the most auspicious confluence age. The father continues to explain to you every day. Nevertheless, he says, never forget one thing. If you want to become pure, then remember me. Consider yourselves to be souls. Renounce all religions of bodies. You now have to return home. I have come to make you souls pure and clean, through which you will also receive pure bodies. Here, people are born through vice. When you souls become completely pure, you will shed your old shoes and receive new ones. It is remembered of you. Salutations to the mothers. You also make the earth pure. You mothers open the gates to heaven, but no one knows this. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to ignite the light of the soul, sit and have the pilgrimage of remembrance early in the morning. It is only by your having remembrance that the rust will be removed. The alloy that is mixed in your soul has to be removed with your remembrance, and you have to become pure gold. 2. In order to claim the prize of a high status from the Father, along with having faith and devotion, also become knowledgeable and virtuous. Demonstrate this by doing service. Blessing. May you be a decorated image and show your decoration of purity on your face and in your behavior. Purity is the decoration of Brahmin life. Let everyone experience the decoration of purity at every moment, on your face and in your behavior. Let the decoration of purity be constantly shown in your drishti, face, hands, and feet. Let each one say, purity is visible in this one's features. Let there be the sparkle of purity in your eyes and the smile of purity on your face. Let them not see anything else. This is known as being an image that is decorated with the decoration of purity. Slogan: wasteful relationships and connections empty your account. Therefore, finish all wastefulness. Om Shanti.